I begin to feel like a spiritual delinquent, holding up a long-planned reunion of body and soul. Mid-fall now, the leaves of the red maple out front are clinging to a thread of memory, and we know he has to go. A winter with Gramps in the basement will not do. On a Sunday in late October, one of those weekends when the jet stream is lacerating southeast Alaska, but leaving this corner of continental America alone, we put Grandpa in the car and drive south, heading for Mount Rainier. I decide to take him to the apex of the Northwest, the blue hulk which has shadowed over both of us for so long. The volcano of Rainier, I conclude, is where he belongs. The road follows the water, beginning in Seattle, where Lake Washington is fed by the Cedar River, a point which used to be the favorite summer camp for the salmon-fat Duwamish Indians. Now it's covered with Boeing barns, stuffed with generic green 737s and 757s. In his time, Grandpa could still fish the cedar as it snaked toward the lake. He could take a ferry for a Sunday picnic in the park of Mercer Island. He could climb up the hills just east of the lake, the first swelling of the Cascades, and maybe see a cougar or at least a few elk among the stands of hemlock and spruce. It's all highway and cul-de-sac now. The Cedar River straightened in parts by those orthodontists of nature, the Army Corps of Engineers. Mercer Island, cut by ribbons of the most expensive freeway ever built, and bridged by two of the world's longest floating spans. And the hills, shaved and shorn of their 500-year-old trees to make way for the waves of California exiles, seeking a slice of paradise in a metropolis where insider trading is not yet required in order to afford a first mortgage. We follow the cedar for 20 miles or more, until Rainier comes into sudden view, rising nearly 3 vertical miles above the dairy farms of Enumclaw. Here the valley is wide and oddly level, as if the Corps has been here earlier, correcting some quirk of nature which didn't match an Army engineer's blueprint. The flat valley is Rainier's own doing, the result of the largest mud flow ever known, a slide which eventually took with it the top 2,000 feet of the mountain and spread a swath of broken basalt and clay for 45 miles down the valley. Past Enumclaw, the road begins to climb, winding through fresh-shaved forest land, denuded in the modern style of the timber industry, and then picks up along the Milky Way of the White River. Glacial piss is what some fishermen call the White River. Colder than a football trainer's ice pack, the color of thin milk. Into this river, Grandpa will go, or pass through. Its source, like most of the water in these parts, is high up on Rainier, locked in another molecular form. An hour's drive from Seattle, we enter the National Park, nearly 250 square miles of protected scenery, thanks in large part to those twin demons of turn-of-the-century timber barons, Theodore Roosevelt and John Muir. Roosevelt helped stir up populist sentiment, thundering against land grabbers and tree shavers. In turn, they named an elk after him. The prolific Muir, a naturalist who could massage a phrase as very few scientists can, provided the push from the pen. Muir's name is attached to the 10,000-foot-high camp on the most popular climbing route to Rainier's 14,410-foot summit. On summer weekends, Camp Muir is not unlike a small mining town on a roll, full of climbers laden with gear and seeking glory in higher ground. Old man Muir, dragging around a beard that went past his navel, had a sense of humor not always evident among some of his modern-day followers. But he would most likely disapprove of the odd distinction the camp named after him has gained. It is the site of the world's most expensive outhouse, a $50,000 solar shitter which uses high-altitude ultraviolet rays to cook and compost climbers' waste. My intention is to toss Grandpa's remains on the east side of the mountain, away from Camp Muir, so the ashes will scoot with Rainier's runoff until they blend with the trout streams below. First, though, I have to get him to the high point of the White River, where the drip of glacier melt and gravity conspire to form a common flow.